I knew as soon as she walked into my class that she would be the shy one, standing there in her little pink dress, sucking her thumb with a teddy bear in one hand. She was just looking around, a little unsure. I quickly walked over to her and said, "Hi, I'm Mrs. Robbins. What's your name?" She looked up at me and gave me a little smile. "Samantha," she said, without taking her thumb out of her mouth. "Well, Samantha, today's a big day, the first day of kindergarten. How would you like to help me find you a seat?" Daniel carefully placed the strange wooden box on top of a large rock. We had just pulled it free from underneath the roots of a fallen tree down at the river's edge. As we began to brush away the layers of silt and mud, water from within the box began to drain. "The water is red," cried Sarah. "Why would it be red?" Daniel laughed and began to smash the sides of the box with a sharp stone. "Stop," I said. "We should put it back where we found it." All the usual conversation and activities came to a sudden standstill. Who are the popular girls going to pick a fight with today? I quickly looked away and began saying to myself, "Please not me, oh, please not me." But before I could swallow the bite of sandwich I had in my mouth, I could feel her presence behind me. "Hey, you! Get lost," she said. "You're sitting in my seat." "I'm sorry," I said, "but I was here first." Linda glared in disgust and said, "Beat it, and take your stupid little lunch books with you. I'm sitting here, and the seat next to me is for Brad. Get lost, bookworm." Hi, I'm Melissa Walsh, and thanks for listening.